Savatri, Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day. Canto 1, The Eternal Day, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, pages 706 to 708. Then shall the embodied being live as one who is a thought, a will of the divine, a mask or robe of his divinity, an instrument and partner of his force, a point or line drawn in the infinite, a manifest of the imperishable. The supermind shall be his nature's fount. The eternal's truth shall mould his thoughts and acts. The eternal's truth shall be his light and guide. All then shall change, a magic order come overtopping this mechanical universe. A mightier race shall inhabit the mortal's world. On nature's luminous tops, on the spirit's ground, the superman shall reign as king of life, make earth almost the mate and peer of heaven, and lead towards God and truth man's ignorant heart, and lift towards Godhead his mortality. A power released from circumscribing bounds, its heights pushed up beyond death's hungry reach, life's tops shall flame with the immortal's thoughts, light shall invade the darkness of its base. Then in the process of evolving time, all shall be drawn into a single plan, a divine harmony shall be earth's law, beauty and joy remould her way to live. Even the body shall remember God, nature shall draw back from mortality, and spirit's fire shall guide the earth's blind force. Knowledge shall bring into the aspirant thought a high proximity to truth and God. The supermind shall claim the world for light and thrill with love of God, the enamoured heart, and place light's crown on nature's lifted head, and found light's reign on her unshaking base. A greater truth than earth shall roof in earth and shed its sunlight on the roads of mind. A power infallible shall lead the thought, a seeing puissance govern life and act. In earthly hearts kindle the immortal's fire. A soul shall wake in the inconscient's house. The mind shall be God vision's tabernacle. The body intuition's instrument, and life a channel for God's visible power. All earth shall be the spirit's manifest home, hidden no more by the body and the life, hidden no more by the mind's ignorance. An unerring hand shall shape event and act. The spirit's eyes shall look through nature's eyes, the spirit's force shall occupy nature's force. This world shall be God's visible garden house, the earth shall be a field and camp of God. Man shall forget consent to mortality, and his embodied frail impermanence, this universe shall unseal its occult sense, creation's process change its antique front, and ignorant evolution's hierarchy release the wisdom chained below its base.